How do you know I'm not doing it on purpose?
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, God.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Uncensored Radio. We are your guiltiest pleasure, and you know we have got the most amazing show planned for you tonight. I am one of your co-hosts, Karen Ashley, and tonight I have got some very special guests co-hosting with me, playing the part of Katrina A. Johnson, is the one, the only, Daisy from the Schmooze. Hello, Daisy.
Hello, darling. Am I me or am I Katrina? Because I could go, well, what happened was. I need to
know. I think because the Schmooze is such a fun show to listen to, you could be you tonight. But
oh,
there might
okay.
be times we need you to be crazy like Katrina.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
There you go. And then also, our producer James is in the house. He's one of the co-hosts of James on the air, lives on the air, not James on the air, lives on the air. So, Jamesy, how are you? He is drunk, or he's on his way. We're hoping he gets even drunker.
Uh-huh.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how buzzed are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, okay, maybe a 5. But yeah. I'm happy. I had a very productive day.
Uh-huh.
I put up a new video on the YouTube channel, and I'm working on another video that'll go up on the YouTube channel probably by the end of this week.
Okay.
And I'm just living life. I'm having fun. I'm 24, and I'm free, and I had the weekend from hell, and I had a weekend. I'm not kidding.
You had a weekend from hell. What was so hellish about your weekend, James? Confess to me.
Well, okay. I stayed at my sister's house for the weekend. I was house sitting. What?
Do we need a confession session music to start you off? Because we do have some music. Do we need it?
Oh,
are you needing to probably lay down on the Karen Ashley couch of psychiatry?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not really like a confession, you know, type, you know, where we need music. But, so we'll save the music for later. And so the whole, like, my entire responsibility the whole weekend was to make sure that I keep an eye on their dog. That was my only responsibility. I had to watch the dog, right? So Saturday night, at around 8 o'clock, I let the dog out, you know, and whatever, and everything's cool. When I go to let him back in at 8:30, he's got his collar's a choke collar. So whenever you unhook his leash, you have to loop your finger through the hole, through the ring, to hold on to him so that he won't run.
Uh-huh.
Well, as I'm getting into the door, he moved and loosened the ring off my finger and bolted, and I chased him.
Tiff.
Three houses down. I chased this dog, okay? I am not in the best shape. I was doing good keeping up with him. But I chased this dog three houses down, and my sister lives in the country, so it's not like the next door neighbor is, like, you know, 10 feet away. It's like 40 feet. So I chased this dog like 120 feet.
Oh, Lord.
Thought I had him cornered. I'm barefoot, mind you. I have no shoes on, and I'm running on gravel driveway in mud, wet grass.
In mud.
The whole night.
And the weather's still bad over there.
Well, my feet still hurt from, like, running on the gravel. Chased him for three houses. Thought I had him cornered in one of the neighbor's yards on a fence. He starts running down the fence and jumps into this wooded area that's just a little swamp thing, jumps down into it and runs and bolts. I turn around and go back to the house. I call my sister. I'm like, oh my God.
You're like no good at any job. I'm starting to think you're no good at any job other than Uncensored Radio.
You're fired.
Because
you know what?
You got fired
you know
from
what?
The last job, and now you lost your sister's dog, James, and your barefoot right through the bud. I think we need a confession session music.
I think so.
That is so not true.
Hold on.
I can tell you to question your dependability, Jamesy.
Right? I could just picture... I could picture James like running in the middle of the street, losing the dog, and going, meow!
And mind you, our Facebook page got hacked this weekend, James. We're supposed to be watching the Facebook page.
I know. That I can't explain. I cannot explain how that one happened. But anyways, let me finish the story.
Okay.
So
carry on.
I call my sister, and I'm like, okay, the dog got loose while I was trying to bring him inside. What do I do? And she's like, well, he'll come back. You know, just let him go. Eventually, he'll come back.
Is that our music in the background? I don't know
if
I want
to,
like,
in the background.
I don't know if I want to slow down.
Yeah, there's music
in the
background.
I want to listen to you.
There's music in the background.
Oh, good God.
Not anymore. I'll turn it off. Okay.
So, can I just mention...
like theme song or something.
Hold on. Can I just mention that the chat room no longer wants me to play the role of Kat? They want James to take over at this point. So, go ahead, James.
Play the role of Katrina Johnson.
Well,
drama mama herself is James.
I call my sister. She says, don't worry about it. He'll come back. When he wants to come in, he'll come back. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting. And they have security cameras at my sister's house, so I can see the driveway, I can see behind the house, all this other stuff. So I'm just sitting there waiting for him to, like, walk across the driveway. Well, he comes back into the yard, and I'm trying to, like, you know, lure him back in the house. Well, every time I'm trying, he bolts again. Like, he does not want to be there with me. So finally... 3 hours later, it's 11 o'clock at night. I have the garage door cracked open. I have treats. I found some of his treats. And so I'm, like, laying a trail of dog treats from the driveway into the garage. To try and catch him.
He suckered you.
It didn't work. No, it didn't work.
He broke you down.
It didn't work. So I clean them up, and I take a handful of treats. I go outside. I sit by the front door, literally sit my ass on the ground. He comes in, so I don't oppose a threat to him, and I'm like, I have treats, you know, come here. I have treats for you, Matt. Come on. And he starts coming my way, but then stops and turns around. And so I just start chucking the treats at him so he knows that I have them, okay? Nothing's working. Finally, I see him come up, and he starts eating the treats. So I take some more treats. I go back outside. I put him back by the garage door and inside the garage, you know, to lure him in. And then I go out the front door, and I'm like, Max, here's treats. And I threw some more at the garage door so he'd go after them. I go back inside. I literally watch the dog go in, come up to the house, pick up the treats, eat the treats, make his way into the garage. And then I go out the front door, wide under the garage door to trap him. He runs around my sister's van, stands there, and I look at him and I say, go in the house. And he looks at me and looks at the door under the house, looks back at me, and then looks down and walks back into the house. It took me 3 hours to get that dog back in the house. I was so pissed.
Said, don't worry about it, he'll come back. I'd have been like, I'm going to leave this back door open for him. I'm going to bed. You done ran off.
You
figure it out, homie.
Uh-huh.
Well, but my sister lives in the country. They have a lot of, they have, like, I've heard, like, coyotes and things like
that.
Right. Just by sitting outside. And so I was like, I don't want anything to happen to him because that's all I need is for my sister to get home and then they find out that their dog died from a coyote attack and they're like, will you fucking let him go? Like, I didn't need that.
Right.
I was worried.
What kind
him,
of a
so
dog?
He's a Shar
Pei. What kind of a dog is it? Okay.
Really cute Shar Pei. Like, so
yeah,
ugly
but...
and cute. And really nice, you know. But I was just like, I was worried because, like, I didn't want anything to happen to the dog. So I'm keeping an eye out trying to get him back in the house so I can make sure he stays back. And he's, like, kind of like the protector because if he doesn't know you, he'll try to attack you. And so it's kind of that whole thing of, like, I want him to watch over me as opposed to me watching him.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So,
right.
My okay, when my sister and brother-in-law left, they told the dog, keep an eye after your Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I didn't realize we called you Jimmy. I'm so excited about this.
Uh-oh. More confession
yes.
session, see?
I know.
My
I think you're now you're going to be Jimmy. No more James.
No. My family... has the privilege of calling me Jimmy. Everyone else, I'm James. I turned 18 years old, I am
family. I'm family. We've been together how many, a year and a half now, James. I know everything about you. I think I'm family. Daisy,
we've been together a year and a month.
I think she's family.
Thank you.
A year and a month. That's enough to make me family.
A year and a month.
That's enough for me to write you in the will.
Oh. Please do. Seriously.
I'm going to leave you, James. Let's see what I can leave you. I'm going to leave
James,
you.
It's Jimmy.
Right. I'm going to leave you my collection of wine. Keep you drunk after I'm gone.
I think Jeffrey might cut him for it, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No,
although Jeffrey's kind of not been drinking lately. He's been Mr. Non-Drinker. Which, he's been, like, Mr. in a bad mood, too, so I'm thinking I need to get him drunk again.
Makes sense.
I was like, the other day he said something about he was in a mood, and I said, Jeffrey, you've been in a mood for a month. Every time I talk to you, you're in a bad mood. I think it's because he hasn't been drinking. Oh, my God, I got a confession session. It's all coming back to me now. It's all making sense.
Well, I'm just wondering what's going on with him because I texted him today and he never called me back. He told me yesterday that his ass was going to call me and he didn't call me today.
Oh.
So I have a bone to pick with him.
Ooh, you pick it then. I want you to. And I want you to do it on air.
Yes, do it on air.
I won't do it. It's over. My bottle of wine's gone, and that's all I got. So.
Damn it! We need to ship him a bottle of Osti real quick. I got five on it, Daisy. How about you? We need to get
that's
him
right.
In.
You tell me, girl. I'll put another five on it. We'll
right,
send him
there
two
we
bottles.
There we go.
How? We'll get you the two bucks, Chuck, and send you a case. From Trader Joe's.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You get
$2
a bottle of wine.
Good. I'm still waiting for Jeffrey to send me my care package from Auburn that he was supposed to send me in October.
Hold your breath, homie. Hold your breath. We're horrible. I will say this. Jeffrey and I have something in common. We are horrible about mailing shit. I still have Katrina Johnson's birthday gift sitting on my couch, and I see it every day, and I have yet to mail it. She'll probably be back in L.A. before I give it to her.
You should have just given it to me.
I know. I could have. I know. I don't even know what the problem is. I have problems with mailing things. You know what it is? Every time I go into the post office, it makes me depressed. There's too many damn people in that place. So it's overcrowded, and there's only one stall, one teller. Or, like, there's a huge long line at the self-service one, you know? And I always feel like I do the self-service one wrong, and I feel like I overcharge myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so it just makes me mad. But enough about
I don't
me,
mail
Daisy.
Email.
Huh? You don't mail nothing?
I don't mail shit. I email
well,
stuff.
Well, see,
honestly,
if you don't mail it, then how are you expecting Jeffrey to mail you your care package?
See, that's what I'm saying.
You gotta lead by
example.
I'm just
saying, that's what I do.
You gotta lead by example, Jimmy.
It is so weird.
Yeah, Jimmy, what are you thinking?
I know, it's weird for me to even say it. Like, I stuttered when I said it the first time.
Oh, my God. Calling me Jimmy is weird.
It's your own damn fault. You said it yourself. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to go out and say something and then not expect us to repeat it? Come on.
Then forbid us.
Well,
have been like cool about it and I would have never done it, but then you forbid me. Now I'm going to do it all the time.
Exactly. It's like the little kid that you tell him, don't touch it because it's hot, but they touch it anyway. And they get burned.
Here's the thing. Karen's going to forget before tomorrow's show. So she ain't going to call me Jimmy.
I'm going to write it on
but
my
I won't.
Right now. Call him Jimmy.
That's right. See, now I'm going to make it like my mission to text Karen, Jeffrey, Kat, and Stephanie. Like, make sure to text James today as Jimmy, okay?
Jimbo.
You don't
Jimbo.
Even know why. Just call him Jimmy. I love it.
No, you do not call
me Jimbo. I think I
want
to call you Jimbo or Jim Bob. Which one? I think Jimbo.
Neither. Neither. Never. No. Neither one. I don't allow that. Uh-uh. I will hang up. Seriously. I will never do another Ghost Buzzers again.
Playing the part of Katrina Johnson for sure. And trying to get me to hang up.
I don't do it, James.
You do not call me Jimbo, Jimbo, nothing.
Listen.
No.
Karen and I promise not to call you Jimbo, Jimmy Bob, Jimmy Buffett, whatever you want to say, at least for the next 2 minutes. After that, it's fair game.
You're right. Unless.
2 fucking minutes.
Unless. I got something that can buy you out of this, James. I got a deal. Let's make a deal. I will not call you Jimbo if you tell me a secret. And it's got to be a juicy one.
I agree.
If I tell you a secret?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a juicy one. Otherwise, if it's not juicy enough, Jimbo it is.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of has a ring to it. Producer Jimbo.
Secret? Okay, here's the thing, though. Hello. Okay, I'm
focused.
Focus.
I'm like, I just felt it hit me. Oh, my God. Hello, world. Hi.
Hello. Holla. Holla. James
okay,
cannot handle his liquor. I'm telling you right now. Wine puts him on his ass, baby.
But I have never told anyone.
Yes.
You want a secret that I never told anyone?
Yes.
I bought marijuana from a drug dealer outside of my house once.
Now, how do you know it was the said Mary Jane? How do you know it wasn't Chris?
Well, I never smoked it. I never smoked
Did
it.
You smoke?
I actually, because, okay, no.
Well, that ruined that story.
I came back, I was coming home one night from, I was babysitting at my sister's house over the weekend. I had just gotten home. And he was, like, riding up and down the street on this motorbike. And when I got out of my truck, he just, like, came up beside me and started talking to me. And I didn't know what to say to get him to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking and talking and talking. And then he was like, well, I got this little, you know, whatever. I was like, okay. I paid him $5 because that's all I had on me in cash because my sister wrote me a check, thank God. And I gave him $5. He gave me this little quarter of an inch thing of, you know, a pot, which probably was laced with something. I have no idea what. I didn't smoke it. I actually took it to the house, and I opened my window, and I broke it outside my window because, like, I couldn't get caught with it, you know. And that's the juiciest that I have. I spill my secrets to you guys all the time. So I have really nothing to hide anymore.
James, you've got all the possums and freaking squirrels high now. You broke it up into little pieces, into the yard. You got some fucking squirrels on acid and shit. It is not
cool. Let a dog ran off.
Jennifer Mahomes, I can honestly say, because she just put in the chat room, I didn't smoke it. Sounds like Clinton, I didn't inhale.
I know.
Have never in my life, and I swear on all that is good and decent in this world, I have never in my life done illegal drugs, ever in my life.
Well, too bad.
Well, I'm glad that's one of us.
I have never smoked pot. I've never smoked crack. I've never done any of that.
We don't need a crackhead on our staff. We got enough problems.
Right? Yeah, you got enough problems.
Listen, I think that the reason that you get bent out of shape over the Jimmy-ness of it all is because you haven't done any illegal drugs. Maybe if you did, you would loosen up on the Jimbo. I'm just saying.
I get bent out of shape on the Jimmy thing because Jimmy is not, like, Jimmy was my name growing up. When I turned 18 and started working and became like an adult, Jimmy just does not sound very adult.
You got brand new, huh?
James.
You got brand new. You just decided you wanted to be a whole new person. Uh-huh. I see how you work, James.
James is going to have my birth certificate. So I'm just saying.
Wait. Legally, what is your name legally?
Legally, my name is James Hankins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to
call my middle name. It's Jimmy for play.
Yeah.
So it's not like James Jimmy Hankins, is it?
No.
It's like a nickname for you named James. Well, I'm just checking, I was going to stick you your cape with the lips on the back with Super Jimbo.
Ooh.
I mean, I really had plans for, you know, your Superman cape that had in production for you.
I love that you just came up with that idea after realizing that my nickname was Jimmy 5, 10 years ago.
I'm telling you, I'm a progressive thinker. Give me 2 seconds and I'll plan your whole future. I'll plan your whole future.
Am I really playing this show right now?
Are you going to jail? What?
Are we seriously on the air right now? Because I... Wow.
Did you smoke the weed, James? Tell the truth. Did you smoke the weed? Because you're freaking me out right now.
No, I didn't smoke the weed.
Seriously?
This was a full bottle of wine with, like, one little glass missing out of it when I opened it 3 days ago, and the bottle's gone now. I just drank more than half a bottle of wine, and it's not good.
James, we need to build your tolerance. If half a bottle of wine got you tripping, man, I don't even know what to do when we get you high on some weed.
I know. He's going to be, like, running around in his underwear and a cape going, oh,
eating all the damn food in the house.
He's like, I'm super lips.
I am not.
Super Jimbo.
I'm drunk.
Super Jimbo lips.
I'm drunk.
James, I promise you, you drank that bottle. And, yes, we are on air. And it's only 35 minutes in. So, you know what? You're welcome.
25.
Yeah.
25. Here's the thing. I didn't say that I didn't drink the whole bottle of wine. I know I drank the whole bottle of wine. I'm just saying when I opened the bottle of wine tonight and was drinking it, it was more than half full, and now it's gone.
James, you really have to build up your tolerance because a half a bottle of wine really isn't that much liquor. Like,
that
I
would
don't
be great.
I can handle half a bottle. I can take half a bottle and pass a sobriety test with my eyes closed. I can still, like, Power Ranger pimp slap somebody in, like, 2.2 seconds. Like, my motor skills
That's
are still
you.
Working.
That's you, not me.
Hold on. I kind of like my steering, though.
That was kind of spicy. Like, that's you. That's you, not me. He kind of got attitude.
I'm not evil like you and her are. You guys do drugs. You guys can drink. You guys don't have a nickname but rhymes with Slim.
I will touch you. I will jump through this and touch you.
Don't hurt me, Kate. Don't hurt me.
Baby, I think you just made my whole life. You don't have a nickname. The rhymes are Slim. And I said Bo. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Lord.
I love you, James. I absolutely love you.
I will test through this phone. I will test through this phone and jump both of you.
Oh, my God. You seriously are taking the role of Katrina Johnson way too seriously right now. Like,
you...
He's
going to get to the phone and hurt you. You know, he wants to threaten Daisy's life from an inch. She's like, I'm going to kill Daisy.
My bottle of wine is officially gone. I just drank it was left in my glass. Oh, geez.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Do you want to drunk dial anyone, James? Is there anyone we can drunk dial for you? Because we've got you in this state, we might as well take full advantage.
Please drunk dial.
Who could we drunk dial? I don't know. I'm still pretty responsible with what I say. I just choose not to give a fuck on this show.
Damn!
What is that website? What is it? Like, by the day, I like this side of you.
I want you to
call
somebody else.
If you all want to call and you want me to drunk dial them, let me know and we can do it. Ooh! Let's do it to Jeffrey.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, Lord. Isn't Jeffrey doing something?
Yeah, but we'll see if he picks up.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I could leave him a message. We could leave him a message.
Oh, boy.
James, tell him how you really feel.
Yeah. And tell him your name does not rhyme with Slim. And it's cool.
Yeah. And you need a raise.
And a bottle of wine. And a care package. And a care package.
Money. Yeah.
It
ooh,
happened.
Ooh, wait, no. No.
Do you know
I'm
how to dial?
My phone.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking.
Oh, shit.
I'm looking.
Baby, we might need your help with this one.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Do I need to three-way dial because James can't do it? Can you see the phone or are you squinting? If you have one eye open and you're looking at the phone.
Ew. Fuck you.
Is the phone like 2 inches from your face?
No. It's like five.
Is the phone like,
It's like five?
Is the phone moving like a centipede? You can't really see the number.
Seriously, I don't have anyone that I can drunk dial. That's my thing.
Okay.
So you were calling freaking Jeffrey.
Yeah. What happened to that thought?
Telling him to send you a care package. I mean, seriously, he's waited this long.
I would not want to drug out Jeffrey.
He's jacking you around. He's jacking you around on your gift that you're supposed to have from Auburn. I really think you should tell him how you feel about it.
Uh-huh, that's some bullshit.
I don't want to drug out Jeffrey. I don't want to drug out Jeffrey. Because if I drug out Jeffrey, I risk getting fired. And I can't afford to lose another job this year.
You won't get fired. I veto Jeffrey's vote. I veto his vote. And I got Katrina on my side. Katrina loves drunks, and you are a drunk right now.
Yep.
So trust me, two against one, we've got it on lock. You will not get fired. You may get promoted.
You never know.
You never know.
See, on this channel, don't you know that if it's for laughs and a good time, anything basically goes.
Everything goes, Jamesy. It's only when you're boring do you get, you know, the can.
Basically.
Well,
if you can dependably show up and be a jackass, then we don't want you. But if you can show up and show your ass on a daily basis, you are here to stay. You have wrote your ticket to stardom. I'm going to do everything I can to make you famous.
That's right.
Sweet.
Your catchphrase will be, don't call him, bitch.
Whoever y'all want to drink at is fine with me. I could care less. Tell me their name first.
Well, you know what? We're not going to drunk dial anyone. We're gonna take a break from that. If we think of someone before the show, then we'll be sure and drunk dial them.
Absolutely.
But right now, yeah, we'll talk. I got some funny stuff we can talk about, though. We can change the subject. We'll let your brain get more balanced, Jamesy.
Please. Thank you.
Lindsay Lohan being in Betty Ford? And basically, they have cut her drugs off. They cut her off of, she takes the ADHD drug. What is it called? Adderall? Well, you know, when you go into rehab, they give you a physical exam. They do everything they need to do. The doctors are very experienced. It's not like they're quacks. They're medical doctors. Obviously, their job is to cure addicts of addictions. That's why they, you know, have a rehab. Well, she goes in, and they basically have assessed her and basically come to the conclusion that she doesn't have ADHD. And she doesn't need to be on this drug. So, according to TMZ, she is currently trying to break out of the Betty Ford Clinic and get into another clinic that will allow her to take ADHD, which I know, like in Hollywood, a lot of people take it to lose weight.
Well, wait a minute. Can I go in on this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. My little nephew, he does have ADHD, and they gave him medication, and it's not Adderall. It's like, it's called Focalin. And it's a different type, but it's the same thing. So my brother decided, you know, I want to know what he's taking. So my brother decided to take one. Well, he took one. He experienced it, whatever. We were having a Donna moment, like a Donna Martin graduates. Like, if you remember 90210, Donna Martin graduates. My brother's going for his master's, and he had to do a whole bunch of research and a whole bunch of stuff for his school. So I was helping him. But it was one of those where, like, he was flying. My nephew was in the hospital. He broke his arm. He had to have surgery. So anyways, he was super busy. So he's like, listen. Right. He's like, take this. He's like, it's a vitamin. He's like, help me do it. You're going to have to stay all night. We're going to have to work 48 hours, you know, the whole 48 hours in order to finish it. So I was like, okay. I didn't know he gave me Focalin. So I took the ADHD drug, and he didn't tell me until 20 minutes after.
So it's in your system.
Yeah. And I started noticing it because I became really talkative. But I was really focused. Like,
you're talking about without drugs.
No. Like, this is me to the 20th degree. Like, I'm talking about, I didn't sleep for 40 hours straight on Focalin. And I didn't sleep. I wasn't hungry. I was thirsty like a motherfucker. I was thirsty. That was one thing. But I was, like, super focused. Like, I didn't, like, my cell phone, I just threw it to the side. I didn't care about it. Like, I was focused on the task at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my life. So think about it. If she's on regular recreational drugs, wouldn't she get on the ADHD drug to make her focus on the topic at hand, which is being normal, getting through court cases, talking to judges? The drug is going to, it affects the brain to where you're going to be focused. So, of course, she's going to want to take it and not have ADHD.
Right.
Plus, you know, the perks of not having to eat, not needing to sleep. you know, all that stuff, mm-hmm. it's going to be beneficial for her.
Right, because she loves to party. She seems like the type who always wants to be doing something. You know, that's why she always gets in trouble, because she can't sit her ass down somewhere. But, yeah, they took her off the drug because they're like, look, lady, you don't need it. And she's flipping out. Like, you know, the first rehab clinic, she didn't show up to it because it was a non-smoking rehab. So they wouldn't allow her to smoke her cigarettes, and she's a chain smoker. So then she goes to Betty Ford because she's like, oh, I can go, I can smoke. You know, I've been there before. This is the same clinic she, like, tried to beat up one of the you know, nurses at last time. Yeah. They were surprised they even let her in. Like, Sean Holly pulled some strings to let her get into this place. So now she's off, and they say she's freaking out because she's detoxing, you know? Like, they're really making her – she's got 90 days of this. It's only been 1 week. Like, she's going to have to truly – detox. And, you know, she did this whole big, this really big interview with Pierce Morgan before she went into rehab. And, you know, she did admit to doing cocaine like maybe 4 times. She said it's really not her thing. She's more into ecstasy. She's more into like marijuana, you know, alcohol. And she goes, well, you know, I stopped taking alcohol. She goes, but I am ADHD, so I take, you know, Adderall now. But it's like, they're like, the Adderall is very addictive. Like they said, it's one of those drugs that, you know, they rarely prescribe it to people because it's one of those things that unless you're really ADHD, like full on, then they'll give you Adderall because this one's going to make you bananas. But can imagine, it's like someone who doesn't have that, Kuiper and doesn't have that characteristic. Can you imagine what it does to them? They just stayed up for 2 days and it wasn't, you know, like that's crazy. Like,
well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I don't have ADHD. So the fact I was experiencing it as she would be experiencing it, you know, mm-hmm. not having the actual, you know, disease just going on with. And let me just tell you, it's addicting because I did it that one day and I was like, dude, this is super great. Do you know how much work I can get done? Like, and I was thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I wasn't even hungry. Like, shit, I could lose a lot of weight this way. Like, and I was like, maybe I'll just steal one more of a pill. And I don't have an addictive personality. Like, I've never been addicted to anything. Like, even cigarettes, I smoke them every once in a while, but... And Karen, I think you can vouch for this. How often have you ever seen me go like more than 2 or 3 cigarettes in a day?
I didn't even know you smoked.
Well, there you go.
There you go. And I've been around you on many occasions. So
you've been to my house. Like, I will have one occasionally.
Right.
What?
And they were talking about how much I smoked in Auburn.
Oh, gosh. James is a freaking chain smoker, Daisy. Like, we need to buy him, like, 8 patches and pass them all up on his back. Because this guy, like, every 5 minutes, like, even Jeffrey's a chain smoker. And Jeffrey was like, dude, James smokes way more than I smoke. Like,
you were smoking.
You were nervous or something. Something was going on with you.
Let me explain, okay?
Uh-oh.
When I was in Auburn...
Do we need the music? Bring the confession session music.
No, I think it's fun.
It was my first time away from home, so my nerves were a little upset. Ever. So my nerves were a little upset, and I had more cigarettes than I should have. That was my own fault. Now, when we went to Lexington, I didn't smoke that much.
You didn't.
Because
I was proud of you.
I didn't want to have to keep going up and down the stairs just to go outside.
Right. And, of course, okay, this is the thing, Daisy. James is scared of elevators. So
what?
I told him he's too young to have all these phobias. Like, I'm going to get him out of all of this. We're going to get him out of all of this. He's scared of elevators. So, Daisy, I was on the 14th floor.
Oh, my God. He must have had a fit.
He was walking up and down the stairs.
Are you serious?
I am so serious. So serious. So when he says he didn't want to go out and, like,
you know, go outside to smoke the cigarette because he would have to walk down 14 flights and walk right back up 14 flights. Because we could not get him on that elevator. I even told him, I was like, come on, James, I'll hold your hand. I was like, you're with the Power Ranger. I'm going to protect you on the elevator. I tried to mentally do it to him, but he didn't fall for it.
You never rode the freaking elevator with me. When it was time for me to try and get on the elevator, you weren't there.
I know, but I told you on two different occasions, like, James, I'll ride with you. Let's just do it. We'll get over this fear together.
Wait a minute. So what is it that you fear about it? You fear about it, like, falling? You feel
everything.
Like, I don't get it. Like, are you afraid that it's just going to stop and you're just going to be in the actual cart?
Seriously? I don't know what about it scares me. I guess James, I'm trying to
psychoanalyze you, and you're not being very cooperative, okay?
He's not a good patient,
I'm sorry.
Is he?
I'm drunk. It doesn't work.
Okay,
well,
I'm
sorry.
He told us this. This is what he told us the last time we talked about it. He said that he's claustrophobic, and he's gotten stuck in an elevator twice, so he doesn't want to be stuck. And I told him, I said, well, if you did a general poll across America and you asked people, have you ever gotten stuck in an elevator, I would say probably the most a person's gotten stuck in an elevator, unless they live in a beat-down building, was probably maybe once or twice in their life, in their whole lifetime. So I said, I think you've gotten your two times out of the way. I don't think odds are you're not going to get stuck in an elevator. Like, the odds are just not going with it, you know? Very few odds. So,
well, here's the thing. Even if you were to get stuck in an elevator, let's say it happened, right? You do realize that there's a system that allows the building to know that it's stuck, and they will get you out. You're not going to be in there for days. I mean, especially in a hotel. You will be in there for like a total of 15 minutes, if that. They will get it going. Because elevators have those manual pumping mechanisms. So if they need to get you to a floor to get you out, all they have to do is just pump the freaking cable line.
Yeah, and then they don't want to get sued. The last thing a hotel wants is there to be a big convention and a group of people get stuck on an elevator and they just don't, they can't, no. You saw how crowded it was. It's like, they can't do it.
Tell me why I was stuck for 30 minutes in an elevator at a hospital.
At a hospital?
Well, it's
fact, you might have had a doctor in there with
you. No, I was alone.
You were there
alone? By myself. What?
How old were you?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, then
you
don't
remember.
Dream. It could have been a bad dream.
I was 19.
That's right.
It was not a dream.
You know, I had a dream once, and I thought, since I was probably like 15 years old, I thought I had gotten attacked by a dog. I thought this. Like, I really, truly have fears of, like you know, Doberman Pinscher kind of dogs. And I thought I'd been attacked by a dog. Hold on, but let me finish telling you a story. So one day I'm talking to my mom, and I'm like, Mom, remember that time I got attacked by that dog and my grandmother, we used to call her Nanny, and I was like, in Nanny's backyard? And she was like, what? She was like, you were never attacked by a dog? And I was like, yes, I was. I was in Nanny's backyard, and it came and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I just told her, and she was like, you've never been attacked by a dog. Never, ever, 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 ever in your whole wide life. And I was like, she's like, you must have dreamt that or something. Like, the dream was so real. Until I was like 15 or 16 years old, I thought I had been attacked by a dog.
Have you ever had a dream within a dream?
Yes.
Isn't it weird? Like, you wake up like 7 times?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wake up 7 different times, and like each time you wake up, there's a different creature standing there. And then when you finally wake up, you don't know that you're awake.
Yeah, I don't know that I've had that.
Creatures. I don't have creatures in my dreams.
I have had that happen to me. Oh. And it's really weird.
That's why you are afraid of elevators.
I used to have this one dream. No, seriously. For real. I used to have this one dream. I swear I had it like once a year, every year. And it used to, I was kidnapped by. And whenever I was kidnapped, I was taken back to my grandma's house and held captive there. Like, my family didn't live there. Mm-hmm. And whenever I was kidnapped, it was always by someone different. Like, it was different people every time. Sometimes it was celebrities on TV. Sometimes it was characters. So one time, I was kidnapped by Fonzie.
He's got a vivid imagination, doesn't he?
One time, one time I was kidnapped by Fonzie and rescued by Richie and Posse from Happy Days. It was weird.
Karen, do not drink his Kool-Aid. Do not drink it.
I know. I got a wine. You drink it.
On.
What are you having, bone storm over there?
This is for real, people. I've had these dreams before. And the last time I had the dream, I remember having it, I was rescued by my grandpa, and it was after he died.
Aww. Well, you know what? This is what I'm thinking. Just thinking about maybe you have some sort of abandonment issues or something, and maybe, like, you know, obviously your grandpa meant something to you.
My dad was a dick.
Well,
what?
I think that's where the dreams are kind of, it's kind of, you know, your subconscious still dealing with that whole abandonment, the whole, like, being taken away from your family, losing something that's important to you. You know, maybe after you lost your grandpa, you know, just the memory of him was so, you know, it was comfort. So he was the one to, you know, save you, you know. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a lot of symbolism in there. You being, you know, kidnapped to your grandmother's house, you know. I don't know what kind of relationship you had with your grandmother, but maybe that was a place that you felt.
May I intercede? Because I currently have the dream dictionary up.
Oh,
and it says, to dream that you are being kidnapped denotes feelings of being trapped and restricted. Someone or some situation may be diverting, concentrating your attention away from your goals. In particular, to dream that you are kidnapped by your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend suggests that your ex still has some sort of emotional hold on you. To dream that someone has been kidnapped indicates that you are not letting aspects or characteristics of that person be expressed within you. You are trying to contain or suppress the abilities of the kidnapped person.
Does it say what happens if you're kidnapped by Fonzie?
No, but it has kidnapped by aliens.
Okay. Have you been kidnapped by aliens?
I have never in my life been kidnapped by aliens. I would remember that. Never in my life have I ever done.
Okay.
Of
so it's just creatures
by
or 1960 sitcom stars.
No, one time I was kidnapped by Christina Aguilera.
Ooh. Did it get dirty?
No, he was too
bad. Here's the thing, though. In these dreams that I had, I haven't had it in a really long time, but when I was a kid, I was always kidnapped by somebody, and I had to do something for them. Like Fonzie, I had to build a motorcycle for him. It was weird. And
you knew how to do it, which was weirder.
I don't remember what I had to do for Christina or for any of the other.
Oh, we know what you had to do.
Christina. That's rude. That's dirty. I didn't put things in my dream.
If we're going to use Daisy's dream book, then it sounds like you were entrapped by something and you felt indebted. Like, some reason you feel like you, in order to be emotionally free, you needed to pay these people with a task or with something. You know what I'm saying? So maybe you're walking around feeling
like you're indebted to something. Maybe you feel like you're not worthy of something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Maybe
no,
that was the feeling you had as a child.
Oh, wait.
You
and to
what?
Add on to
I
that, if you dream of celebrities, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
If you dream of celebrities, to signify your aspirations that may be beyond your reach at the present moment.
See? You felt unworthy, and it was things that were out of your reach.
Yep. The Dream Dictionary don't lie. It's on Google.
I have
reason.
A lot of things that feel like, well, and I do feel like some of my dreams and my goals are out of reach, and it sucks because I, like being a singer, I've dreamt of doing that my whole life, and it sucks because I don't feel like it's ever really going to happen for me, and I hate that feeling. That
you know what I read the other day? I read the other day, and I forget which celebrity posted this. I want to say that it was either, it was somebody. It was an older woman, actress. I can't remember. But she quoted someone. It wasn't her quote, but she put it on her Facebook wall. And she said, more dreams have been failed from doubt than from actual, like, in some way it said more people have failed in life because of doubt, doubting themselves, as opposed to than actually trying to do it, like actually attempts. Like, doubt is what stopped them. It wasn't that they ever even attempted it. It was the doubt. It was the fear. It was the, I don't think I'm going to do it. I don't. James, you have to own it, honey. You've got to own it. One thing I will say, when I was a child, thank God, I was born with like a fearless spirit. And I'm telling you, I said, I'm going to be a singer. I'm going to be an actress. I'm going to be a dancer. I'm going to be a producer. I'm going to be a writer. Like, I would tell people, they would say, little girl, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a dancer, singer, actress, model, choreographer, producer. I would say this at the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And trust me, I've done everything that I had on my list. Everything. And it's not because I was so special or I'm so talented or I'm so whatever. It was because I was not going to not be able to do it. Like, I was just going to do it. I was so convinced of it. And you have to develop that. And I'm telling you right now, did you ever think that your theme songs would play every day on an online radio show who has over 100,000 listeners have heard the Uncensored Radio theme song?
No.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
I never thought that I would be
here you go.
I never thought that I would work on a radio show with people that I watched on TV when I was a kid. I never thought of that. But,
well, there you go. And look what happened.
Like,
here you are.
But,
you're part of the family.
Yeah.
You are one of our favorite people. We travel
together. That's right,
together.
Jimmy.
Jimbo, hello.
I know.
Are in the loop. And your songs, maybe you don't have a record deal, but you know what? Your songs are being heard by more people that have record deals. You know what I'm saying? I think you need to, like, realize the accomplishments you're making. And maybe today, right now, you're not, you know, you don't have a record deal. But I think if you applied yourself and you really worked, you really got with a vocal coach, or you really went and took some, you know, really worked on honing your craft, I don't know that there's nothing that you couldn't do. I know that you know how to write a good song. I'm telling you, I worked with some of the biggest producers in the industry. I was signed to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. I mean, they've produced Janet Jackson. They produced Michael Jackson. They produced freaking Mariah Carey. Anybody you name, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis have worked for them. They've written songs for them. Usher. And you write really well. You write really good hooks. I've heard the best people write. And so, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
Mm-hmm. I think that James has had a little bit too much to drink, and he knows how talented he is, and I don't want him to have a pity party, because we're not going to throw you a pity party, because we love you.
No. Not tonight. Not tonight, Jimbo.
That's right.
Not tonight.
So, Limbo, listen here, Jimmy. You're going to let us psychoanalyze your ass, and you're going to get back up and smile about it. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, I mean, I'm glad that I've had, that I have the opportunity that I have with the show.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I don't deserve it, and I know I shouldn't think that way and that I shouldn't feel that way, but I do, because I feel like at 24 years old, I'm not where I saw myself being. And it sucks, because I hate that I feel that way.
Well, let me tell you something, homie. I've reinvented myself so many times. I had a record deal. I was signed for 5 years. We put out one song in the 5 years. We finished the album, and then we got kicked off the label. Then I went and pounded the pavement like a crazy person, and I got on a TV show. And then I was on a TV show that didn't pay me very much money, so I didn't get rich. I thought I'd be wealthy. I mean, I'm on the number one kid show in America. It's worth $3.6 billion, and trust me, I didn't even make, I don't even know that I made 1% of that. And you know what? I got off that show. I got on some other TV shows. I pounded the pavement. I'm now doing a radio show. I'm now producing some stuff. I'm now trying to do a reality show. I reinvent myself every year. Katrina Johnson reinvents herself every year. Who's to say, yeah, who's to say we're worthy? I mean, at the end of the day, who is worthy? If I'm not worthy, if I am not worthy, who is worthy? Because I need to know. Is Kim Kardashian worthy of the $10 million she made last year? And she got, you know, famous off of a sex tape? Like, Jamesy, come on now.
Come on now.
Like Daisy said, no pity parties tonight, boo-boo. Ain't no pity parties.
Right here.
I don't care if you're 44 years old, everybody's worthy of success. Everyone.
Mm-hmm. We're going to make
Whether
you say it, repeat. You're going to say, I... worthy. I want to say it, and I want you to believe it.
Say it, James.
James.
I am worthy.
Say it,
I
mean it, or you lose your job. Say it, mean it, or you lose your job. Say it.
You're asking a drunk boy to do it, you know?
I don't care. You say it and mean it. I don't believe it.
I am worthy.
Thank you.
I like that one.
Thank you.
See, Daisy,
was
meant for you to be on
the show today. Is this like Jerry Maguire where he says, show me the money, and he makes you say it like 500 times?
Yes.
But we only made you say it 3 times, so.
I just need the affirmation. Thank you.
Today, you're going to say it every day this week that you're on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I will call you Jimbo.
Remember that tomorrow.
I'm calling you Jimbo. You're going to listen to this show, and you're going to be like, man.
The whole show is about me, little old me.
Little old me.
No, you're fucking hate it when that happens, because I don't like the shows being all about me.
You don't
me.
Like that?
I've never liked the shows being all about me. They gang up on me all the time.
We're not ganging up on you.
And Stephanie, they gang up
I'm
on
making
me
you,
all the time.
I'm making you stand tall, and I'm making you rise to the occasion, honey. I'm not ganging up on you.
We're not
well,
ganging
remember,
up on you.
Please remember, you're doing this to me. Remember, you're doing this to me when I'm drunk. And drunk James and sober James are two completely different people.
I don't know that they are. Usually drunk James is usually, that's truth serum. You're probably telling the truth of how you really feel about yourself.
That's the thing.
I am sad. And it's sad that I tell how I really feel about myself when I'm drunk as opposed to being sober. Because I feel like I should face my imperfections and my stuff head on. And I should do it more when I'm sober than when I'm drunk. Because I don't get drunk that often. And when I do get drunk, that's usually when I face that shit. And I need to start doing it when I'm sober, and I just don't know how to do it. And I'm afraid to do it because I don't... I don't want to realize my own reality.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We can go on and on about this, but I want Stephanie
and Daisy to carry on, because the schmooze is next. Please stay tuned. Listen to the ladies, and they're gonna whip Dave into shape. Get it together, Daisy.
I know. James is all over the place. Listen, Jimbo.
Get it, baby. Get it.
Jimbo.
Well, you need to say it. You need to say it.
Jimbo's
going to
get it.
You believe. If you believe, we'll stop calling you Jimbo. Mm-hmm. Good night, everybody.
I will touch the stuff.
Good Lord. If y'all tuned in to Guilty Pleasures, you know that James is liquored off his freaking ass. He should be on the floor right now, sprawled somewhere. But he's on the line, so I know he's going to try to chime in somewhere. He's a little drunk. He's a little floppy, but we love him all the same. I'm sorry. What was that?
I'm actually lying on the floor because I just couldn't take it anymore.
Okay, honey. Well, you lie there real quick. But, of course, you guys have turned into the schmooze, because if you ain't schmoozing, then you losing. And I'm one of your lovely hosts, Daisy. And with me tonight is my beautiful, awesome, just wonderful co-host, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm so good, and thank you so much for all that love. I needed it after the shitty week I've had.
Oh, hell. Well, if you didn't hear earlier, Karen and I were having a therapy session with James. So
I tuned
now
in
I can,
late, yeah.
Okay, so, well, I can be your therapist, so go for it. Tell me what's
wrong.
Oh,
hell no, no, honey. We can't air that.
Why don't you lay down on my therapy table, or what I like to call the table of dysfunctionality?
Let's just say, when it rains, it pours. And if there's any one area in my life that could be affected negatively right now, it is. But I'm a tough cookie. I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off, and I'm going to get my blessings in full when this shit is over. That's all I got to say about it.
Now, James, did you pay attention to that just tenacity in her voice, that just, I'm going to persevere. I am worthy. Do you see? Pay attention. Take notes.
Yes.
Okay? I want you to hear the show after.
Hold on. Now, I heard what she said. I just can't remember it.
That might be a problem, love. That might be a problem.
Well, you can definitely play the show back, Jamesy.
That's right. Download it on iTunes, Stitcher app. You know, pick one. There's plenty of ways to listen to the show, so you ain't got an excuse.
I actually don't have the Stitcher app on my phone because my phone sucks and the battery likes to die all the time. So,
what is wrong with you? You know that I'm actually like, okay, I have iTunes, obviously. I know Stephanie has an iPhone, too. Obviously, we have iTunes on our phone and blah, blah, blah. But I have the Stitcher app. I find that it's just so much easier because I've already made it my favorite station, Uncensored Radio. So it's easy for me to just tap on it and, like, listen to, you know, the previous day's show or whatever. I think it only takes about an hour to download onto Stitcher, and then it's there. So, I don't know. But to me, I listen to it at work.
Okay. So, how was your week, Miss Daisy?
Oh, girl. My week has been super busy, super crazy these past couple of weeks. I want to apologize to the listeners. I know we've been in and out, but damn, has it been just a crazy freaking roller coaster ride. I think you can agree with me on that, right? I was sick for a little bit, and then, between Mother's Day.
I almost lost my co-host.
I know. I was almost out. Talk about
like I
miracles.
Said, every part of my life.
It would have been bad.
Well,
just
I'm
so
really glad
you,
you're better.
I know. Just to clarify, it was sickness. I wasn't leaving the show or anything like that. yeah, it was bad. But, no, I'm here. I'm alive. Kind of, sort of. But, yeah. But, no, I had a really great weekend. I actually, my husband bought a new car, so we were dealing with that. Went to my folks for Mother's Day. I love spending time at my parents' house. I got burnt because me going, oh, I need a tan on my legs. I'm freaking, I'm all skin. I won't burn. Yeah, right. I freaking burnt like a little lobster. It is not cute. Let me just tell you.
I got a sunburn too, but it fucking snowed yesterday.
You got a sunburn in the snow?
No. On the weekend it was 75, 80 degrees, and then yesterday it snowed.
Ugh. See, like, for us, when it does that, the extremes, it's earthquake weather for us. Like, do you guys get, like, earthquakes over there?
Occasion. Nothing like L.A.
Oh, yeah. Like, for us, like,
sometimes California and Virginia, there was a big one, and we could feel it here, but it wasn't major, you know?
Yeah, like, for us, it's, like, super, like, you know, like, if it's freaking, like, triple-digit weather, and then all of a sudden it drops into, like, 60 or 50, you know to expect an earthquake within the next couple of days. Because it's just inevitable.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm not a science geek. I should be because, you know, there's a fault line sort of close to where I'm at. So I really should look into it, but I don't. So have you ever felt an earthquake then?
Yes, I have. And, I always was curious about, I was in one time in particular, I was in my office. And I started feeling, like, movement. So I looked up at, like, this fake tree that I have in my office, and it was moving. And I was like, okay. So I kind of sat in my chair, and I'm like, am I about to pass out? And then all of a sudden my boss came in from the other end of the building and said, I think we just had an earthquake. I was like, that's what that was? But then there was other people who had offices in between ours who didn't mm-hmm. feel a thing. So it's just weird how some people can feel them and other people don't, I guess.
Was it an old building?
Yeah.
See, because all our buildings here in California, obviously you guys know that we get earthquakes all the time. They're, you know, I think that there's like a statistic that says like per day we get like 40 or something per day. But they're like super small that we don't really feel them. And then obviously the ones that are above like a 2.7 or whatever, those are the ones that feel. All our buildings, our houses, everything, they're built on rollers. So instead of it just collapsing, the house actually rolls or the buildings will actually roll. When I worked at a bank, because I did work at a bank right out of high school, I was on the 6th floor, and it was downtown Long Beach, and it was on a roller. And I was on the top floor. That thing because it's on a freaking roller, so obviously the bottom isn't going to feel it as much as the top.
Mm-hmm.
I got so scared because all you're doing, I could see from across the room, the windows, and they were like, bam, like each time it was rolling. Like if you've been in a boat, you know, when you see the thing roll and it hits, it was like that. It scared the bejesus out of me. I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, I want to go home.
Oh, my God, how terrifying.
Yeah. So after
especially
that,
especially if it was, like,
worked.
In one of those sky, you know, if it was, like, in a tall building with
it
just,
was.
Like, windows. Oh, how scary.
It was. That's why
I
would have
been
even
clinging
worse.
To anything that couldn't move.
That's why it was even worse. Well, I don't know. Are you familiar, like, with, like, Long Beach in California, and like it's one of the ports where everybody comes in on like on the cruise ships and stuff, and they have the Queen Mary there, and it's downtown Long Beach. They have like the Toyota Grand Prix there, the Long Beach Grand Prix, like in April. It's really famous. So like downtown has a lot of huge skyscraper type things, and I was on the 6th floor, mind you, that's not the top floor, but it felt like it was the freaking top floor, so I could imagine what people like on the 12th or 14th floor felt.
I'm not a fan of earthquakes.
I don't think anybody is.
I mean, I was here with the big earthquake in Northridge, and I think that's the one that caused a lot of damage, but it was super scary because we were putting gas. It was the morning, and my mom was taking us to school, and my brother was putting gas in the car. My mom was, you know, in the driver's seat, and my brother and I were in the back, and my oldest brother was putting gas. Well, all of a sudden, the ground starts, like, shaking. We see that the gasoline station, the windows start breaking. Like, my mom starts yelling at my brother. She's like, did you put the wrong kind of gas in the car? What did you do? She's like, I didn't do anything. It was the funniest thing. She's, like, totally screaming, like, wow. Hello? No, but, yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, I'm talking about, like, people were, like, screaming, like, yeah. It's not fun.
No,
talking about not
I know.
Fun. We had a conversation the other day, and I know that you wanted to bring it up, so I'm going to let you take the reins on this one, because we're talking about butt injections.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a dancer who spent, what, $15,000 on buttock injections?
Yeah, it's crazy what people will do for these things now.
Now, do you have a big gadonkadonk?
I do.
Okay, so you would never do this. But if you didn't have a nice derriere, would you consider this?
No, I think just whether you're small, if you're a small woman and you want to have more shape, or you're a big woman and you want to be more shapely, I think that through diet and exercise you can achieve whatever goals you want, and you should healthy, you know, do that, do so. Adjust your body how you like to, you know. I don't think, I'm not totally against plastic surgery, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that the problem with this is these women are getting not professional injections from a plastic surgeon because it's costly. They're getting them underground, and they're getting, like, plastic and tire rubber and stuff injected in their ass just to have a big ass.
Why would you do it underground? Why would you do it underground?
Well, because they don't want to spend the money. Well, there's two things. You got to think about this, too. If they go to a plastic surgeon, they're going to first evaluate them because they have to have a psychological evaluation to make sure that they're going to be mentally capable of a body change. Because I don't know if you guys know that, but, like, when you go in for, like, any type of plastic surgery, they're going to ask you a couple of questions to kind of evaluate that you can handle this, because there are some people that are mentally unstable that want procedures, but it would probably be bad if they had them. So they kind of just, you know, they ask you a couple of questions, kind of know if you're crazy or not. But think about it. A doctor sees these people, and they have strange addictions. Like, there's this lady, Vanity Wonder. She was on TLC's My Strange Addiction. She's giving herself liquid injections to her butt. And I mean, her butt is just ridiculous. Like, she could sit maybe 3 or 4 children on her butt and walk straight up, like, sitting up. And she's a small girl. She's small. But her butt is like maybe a 200-pound woman.
Yeah,
and her
it's
waist
not cute.
Is like 12 inches. Like, it is not cute. It's just not cute.
No, it's
so
not at all.
These people.
Tables.
What?
Somebody could walk behind her she's got one of those table butts where you could put a plate in your glass and you could walk behind her and eat dinner at the same time.
Exactly. That's what it looks like. Like, it's some crazy
like
shit.
That. I know a few people like that, but it's all natural.
Well, let me just tell you. It's not
cute. I'm going to mute myself so I don't ruin the integrity of the schmooze.
We have integrity? That's news to me. I had no idea we had integrity. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Well, you've never had a drunk person on your show. You've never had a drunk person on your show, and I. As much as I love
y'all, you heard of Katrina?
That's not true. I drink every time we have a show.
That's right.
I just hold my liquor well. I just hold my liquor well.
James had half a bottle of wine, and he's all.
I have more than half a bottle. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And what did I read about Adderall? Is he on Adderall, too?
No. I was the one that was on Adderall.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up.
It wasn't by choice. I got hoodwinked. I did. I was hoodwinked into it. Didn't you hear my story? My brother's a jerk. What can I tell you? But
you weren't hoodwinked into shit. You did it because you wanted to. Don't lie.
Listen, drunk bitch. Listen.
You were like, I have shit to do. You were like, I have shit to do. And I don't have enough time in the day to do it, so give me one of those Adderall so I can be up for 48 hours so I can get all this shit done. And, bitch, you probably did everything. You probably did laundry. You made dinner for 2 weeks. You cleaned your house top to bottom. You washed your car, your husband's car. You did all the laundry in the house. And
what is it when anybody gets liquid courage? They start talking all sorts of shit. It all comes out now, huh, James?
Wait. I'm sorry, Daisy. Did you mean to send me this light bulb inside of somebody x-ray?
Yes, I did. I did mean to send you that. Are you barely looking at your email?
I'm looking at it right now. And I saw it earlier, but I'm like, what the fuck am I really looking at right now?
Okay, so quick little story. I was looking up topics for the show because I'm like, you know, what are we going to talk about? It's Monday. You know, we had a bit of a holiday last week. So I was like, okay, let's have something fun and spirited. And all of a sudden this comes up where it's like funny x-ray pictures or 10 strange and foreign objects found in people's rectums. And these are all ER x-ray photos. And it was freaking hilarious. There's one of a light bulb. There's one of a spray can.
Wow.
Like,
I see, I didn't hit next.
Phone.
I just saw the one.
No, my favorite was somebody that put a peanut butter jar in there. I was like, for real?
Oh, my God.
A peanut butter jar? Like, ow.
Why would you jam a peanut butter jar up your poop?
I don't know. I don't put anything up my poop shoops, but I wouldn't know why anybody would do it. I'm just saying, I'm being completely honest. Somebody put an egg up there. And these are all like ER freaking photos. Like, this is what gets me just, it's funny. It's really funny.
It's crazy.
Like, there was one that a chick went in and she put a dildo, I guess, too far. So she got like salad, like freaking tongs. And she got both of them stuck up there, so the pictures of the dildo and the tongs, like, that's hilarious. I'm sorry.
It's crazy. What makes you
right,
do
I'm
that?
Like, this.
That's the same thing, like, people with having sex with animals. Like, why? Like, what makes you decide to do something like that?
I don't know. And if you haven't heard me say it before, people are fucking crazy. Like, they just are. And speaking of, like, having sex with animals, didn't you see that one guy, I guess his peacock died, and I guess when they did the autopsy on the peacock, they found that the peacock was sexually abused. It's like, for real? Come on now.
I know. Like, what the fuck? what makes you decide to do that?
I don't know. Maybe he was listening to Katy Perry, and he's like, let me see you peacock. Sorry. Okay. Anyways, moving on. I had a moment. It's okay. Don't judge me. I have to, you know, like, put it out there. Oh, James hung up. Goodbye, James. A headache in the morning. Oh, no, wait. There he is. He's back. Just kidding. You're still going to have a headache in the morning.
I guess
what?
You'll be able to hear about it. Nothing. We love you. Okay.
I know. What did she say? You were talking
nothing.
About me. What?
Nothing.
Stephanie, what did she say?
Nothing. We love you. Okay,
Stephanie,
so.
What did she say? Daisy, if you don't tell me, I will hang up. I will drop you as quick as shit.
Bitch, I could call back in and unmute myself. So there you go.
Bitch,
all I'm saying.
And you know what? As
don't
long
get crazy.
As
don't get crazy, James. Don't get crazy. Listen, bitch.
Listen. Listen, bitch.
You're dealing with two vaginas right here. We will cut you. Okay?
Okay, Sarah, what did you say? Y'all tell me.
Listen, the chat room is currently listening or watching the freaking link that I put up. I put up the link of the pictures. iShine fan just said, I saw on TV years ago a woman put an unopened soda can up her you-know-what. So, yeah, if you see the pictures, go to the link. You'll see a light bulb. Somebody had a poopy idea, a crappy idea up in there. Okay, yeah, that's my pen for the day. What happened to Stephanie? Stephanie's gone. James is drunk. James, I'm unmuting your ass because Stephanie's not here yet. So her line dropped.
Okay.
James? So.
Well,
speaking of,
Holland just told me to shut up because I'm drunk.
No, we like you drunk. You're like Katrina Johnson. You're very entertaining. It happens.
Sure. Y'all just say that. Yeah.
Listen, speaking of funny, have you ever gone on Craigslist and seen, like, ads where you're like, did this person just write this?
The personal ads? All the time. It's like a
no,
game.
Not the personal ad, James. Listen to me very carefully. Not the personal ads. I'm talking about just in general, like a car or a fucking sewing machine. Some shit. Not personal ads.
Uh-huh.
We don't need to know. Anyways, you know that, like, some people, obviously, they have very, very funny sense of humor. And I saw this one that just made me laugh incredibly much. It was for a 96 Subaru Outback. It's, like, the color is, like, green. It's, like, horrible. It's, like, an old, old, old car. Like, it's not even that old. It just, it looks pretty clunkerish. Has almost 300,000 miles. Like, it's just, it's bad. The freaking guy who wrote the thing, he's talking about, he's like, yeah, he's like, the check engine light has been on for about 200 miles now. My dad put a piece of electrical tape over it, but it fell off 2 summers ago, and a bumblebee got stuck on the piece of tape when it was laying on the dashboard and carried it away. He's like, if you're a parent considering buying and fixing up this car for a teenager in your household to imagine, they'll go to the local drive-in theater with a cute boy or girl and let their hormones run wild. Rest assured, this car is an automotive chastity belt. I mean, look at it. Every part of the car is shaped and styled like the least attractive parts of the human anatomy. The back is too small to lie in. The rear seats are too contoured in such a way to make lovemaking impossible. The center console is loaded with enough protuberances and jagged edges that necking could lead to a visit to the emergency room. This car is the anti-bummer. A gel paint job and fabric interior dousing any hormonal flames. Trust me on this. I drove this car for 4 years. Your teenager will experience a baffling streak of abstinence when driving this car to their frustration and to your relief. Like,
yes,
how freaking... That's awesome.
It's all
like,
about
think
the car
about
that you drive that makes you sexually attractive. I'm sorry, you could ride a moped, and as long as you have a hot face and a nice butt, you're sexy.
But it was just so funny. Like, well, I don't think that that's necessarily true. Like, if you're in high school, if you have a car, period, something that runs, I think pretty much people all are going to be like, ooh, you have a car. But
and you know what? If you're funny enough, you'll make it work.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
If you want to get your dick sucked that bad or your vagina eaten out, you know, you
wow.
need to
okay, James.
And to get it done.
James, you're so vulgar tonight. I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie. But
I'm sorry, guys. My phone died.
I know. I'm like, where the hell did Stephanie go?
The power okay. just went out. I was like, fuck.
See? That's a goddamn snowstorm. You see what happened?
It's not a snowstorm, thank God. Thank God for small favors.
Hailstorm, whatever. You know the same difference. It's ice. It's H2O falling from the sky.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I hate weather. I hate snow. I wish Mother Nature would get her act together.
Don't you have to deal with tornadoes down there?
Yes.
James, don't you have to deal with tornadoes down there?
Yes, and they are scary.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Fuck that.
Well, we're supposed to be close to getting into our tornado season, which kind of scares me even more. Like, after what happened in, like, Joplin, Missouri, where they had,
yeah.
like, a six-mile-wide tornado, like, just rip through town.
Like, supercells. Yeah, like, just fucking damaging shit for miles and killing people. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, there weren't all that many fatalities from it, but it's just, like, it was so weird. Like, I used to work at Home Depot, and the Home Depot down there, and all Home Depots are built this way. When the tornado hit, all of the walls fell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just literally, like, fell out. Like, something imploded in the center. Like, the pressure inside the store just caused them to all fall. And it was like they all just, like, laid out like dominoes. And it was scary. And we had, a couple summers ago, we had tornado warnings in the area. And it was right after the Joplin tornado happened. And I was at work, and I'm at the Home Depot. And they move us all to the break room, which is the west side of the building, and it's like you're in the break room, and on the other side of the wall is outside. So it's like if the tornado struck the building, we'd all be dead. It was scary. I hated it.
Well, yeah.
I hate living in Missouri. I fucking hate tornadoes. I
James,
don't want
if you didn't live in Missouri, you'd listen, if you lived on the East Coast, you'd have to worry about, you know, snowstorms and fucking hurricanes. If you lived in California, you would have to worry about fucking tsunamis and earthquakes. So either way, you're going to be screwed. So you just got tornadoes.
Well,
it's not that bad.
I'm going to join the 76,000 people that want to move to Mars, and I'm just going to go to Mars.
Wow.
Wow.
We really are. We talked about this on our show before.
Yeah, we did.
You know you don't get a ticket back, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a one-way thing, so you might.
I think it's just you can kiss your ass goodbye if you want to go.
Yeah, it's
as
like
long
to, like Schwarzenegger
shit. As long as they have interplanet calling, I'm cool.
Interplanet
I heard that they
calling.
Have like 70,000 people already signed up to do that.
Of course they do.
It's ridiculous.
Easy. Like, okay, I'm going to say this. If I wasn't married, if I wasn't planning on having a family, if I didn't have a family, period, if my still here, others, you know.
I would not
I would
let
probably
you
consider it. No, I would consider to be like, fuck it, I want to be part of, you know, this new chapter in history. Look, I don't have anybody to go home to, so I don't have anybody that I'm gonna miss or that's gonna miss me. You know what I mean? So I'd be like, hell, it's the one I'm gonna die anyways. Might as well go out with a bang.
Shit. I'm trying
that's
to live,
weird.
Motherfuckers. I'm trying to live.
Right.
No, you know what I mean. What I'm saying is everybody's going to go sometime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't need to fucking go jump on a fucking rocket ship to Mars and make it do what it do.
Listen, bitch, I'm not saying that as soon as you jump on the thing, it's going to crash.
Yeah, but isn't it because they want to go and, like, build and colonize on the planet? Like, if you have 70,000 people going to Mars, now you're just going to try to make a new way of life. But you don't even know if you can fucking live up that motherfucker.
Well, here's the thing. They've already ran. I didn't hear you. What did you say?
And Mars is like half the size of planet Earth. But think about it this way. You go to Mars, there's only 70,000 people there. You could become like the world's biggest celebrity on Mars.
Oh, my God.
You know?
James, okay, stop. Just stop.
Everyone,
if you make it that
far,
if you can breathe on the motherfucker.
But here, but Stephanie, like, they've already ran tests.
If you need more oxygen, it takes 70,000 years to get there.
Well, here's the thing. I think that they're planning for all of that. Like, obviously, they know that Mars is the closest to, you know, Earth as far as climate, temperature, you know, all that sort of stuff. Obviously, they've run tests on the soil, they've run tests on the air, they've run tests on everything that they, you know, can get their hands on. I'm assuming that's why they've done so many expeditions there. Now, yeah, it's a one-way ticket, but it's a new way of life. Like, I don't know. To me, like, that would be kind of awesome. And, yeah, like, if I'm going to go here or I'm going to go there, either way I'm going to go, like, to me, it's, I don't know. To me, it'd be a no-brainer. Like, if I didn't have anybody here depending on me, I'd be like, boom, baby, let's go. I'm ready. Strap me in. Right next to the monkey. I'm going.
You're crazy, motherfucker.
I am crazy. Bitch, don't you know me by now? Trust me. It's
fucking
loco, anything,
motherfucker.
If there's anything that's like death-defying, will probably break some sort of a bone in my body, I've done it or will do it. Bungee jumping, done. Skydiving, done. Any type of sport you can think of. Motorcycle riding, I've been motorcycle riding since I was 3.
Me too.
I
love motorcycles.
Yeah, like, that's just shit that
I like
I've
to go
done.
Fast.
Like,
I love stunt riding. Love that shit.
Dude, cliff diving. Like, do you guys remember the Predator, the movie The Predator?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so you remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger, he runs and he jumps off that cliff when he's running from the Predator in the jungle? And it's like a huge cliff out of a waterfall?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was filmed in Palenque, Mexico. I actually jumped off that cliff. And behind that waterfall, there's an underwater, underground cave. And keep in mind, this is deep, deep, deep Mexico. Like, I'm talking about, is no tourism guide. There is no, you know, police or any type of help if you get hurt. Like, if you get hurt, you're going to pray that someone is with you and they're going to be able to hike out of the fucking jungle and get you help. And by the time that they get there, you will probably be dead. So, yeah. My uncle decided that it would be okay for me to take a flashlight and swim to the other side of the cave where it was pitch dark. And if I dropped that flashlight, there was no way that I could get back because it was pitch black. Pitch black. Yeah, it was me. Shit swimming around my legs. Yep, probably snakes. That was me. Was a crazy bitch. That's right. Crazy bitch, party of one. Right here. Right here. Mm-hmm.
Well, shit.
I have pictures of me being in a tank and feeding sharks. Like, who in their right mind does that? Oh, that's right. I do, apparently.
Wow.
I get talked into these things.
Hmm.
It's not planned. It just happens. But speaking of crazy bitches, did you hear that Michael Jackson's little friend, Wade Robson, he's a choreographer. I don't know if you are aware of him. He's, like, worked with, like, NSYNC and Britney Spears and all these other people.
Right.
He testified a couple of times during, you know, the course of his relationship with Michael Jackson that he was never touched, he never, you know, was molested. Now all of a sudden he's coming out that he's been molested.
Right. After the man's dead. Really?
Yeah. 4 years after.
Money.
Exactly.
Well,
it's fucked up. If he was alive and he fucked your life up somehow and you had your chance to tell the truth about what that man did to you, he should have did that. That man is dead. Rest him, whatever. Now you want to come after some money? No. Get out of here. And
yeah.
even if it was that, fuck that too. You know what I mean? You're a grown person. It's not like he was a little kid.
No. And here's the thing, like, the last court appearance that he had was in 2005. Like, that is not that many years ago. And he was, I think he was my age during the time, so he must have been, like, 25, 26, 27, somewhere around there. So for him to walk into a courtroom, put his hand and you know, on the Bible and swear that he was going to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and to say, no, this man never touched me, he was never inappropriate with me, yes, we had sleepovers, my mother was there, and all this other stuff, and now come out and say, well, no, he actually did touch my weenie. Like,
right.
Really? So he wants...
That motherfucker needs to sit down somewhere.
Well, you know, I had a really, really, like, I don't know, I'm weird. Like, when everybody was accusing him of being, like, a child molester and this and that, and Michael Jackson, I don't know why, but I was always like, you know what? He didn't do it. I don't think he did it. I thought that the first kid, it was just, you know, the parents trying to get money because they were shady as fuck. And they were paid off to make it go away. It went away. There wasn't too much fuss. The second kid comes out and accuses them. And it just so happens that this kid's parents are friends with the first kid that accused them. So they're all in cahoots. You know, the second family was like, oh, okay, well, we got money out of them and we didn't have to go to court. You guys do the same. Well, at this time, Michael Jackson's people are like, you know, we're not going to pay you. You guys are full of shit. This isn't going to happen again. And they caught him in a whole bunch of lies. Obviously, the guy got off free. Now, Wade Robson, who, and let me just tell you, like, he's a really, really famous choreographer. Like, he's worked with a lot of people. I don't know. Do you guys know that he's the reason that Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake broke up?
Okay.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but.
Yeah, Wade Robson. Yeah, because Wade Robson actually was, he was working with Justin Timberlake. They had like a production company and they would like do music and stuff. And that was like his buddy. But he was choreographing for NSYNC and Britney Spears. And I guess he had this affair with Britney or whatever. And he told Justin about it. So that's why
he
Justin
was in the pop video.
What?
Yeah, he was telling Dance Double in the pop video. During filming of that video, Joey, they were also doing rehearsal for their tour, the Pop Odyssey tour, and Joey got hurt, and he wasn't able to dance. So they filmed all of, like, Joey's close-up dancing was Joey. They filmed that. And the wide shots where it's the group dancing and you see the group, Wade Robson was his dance double.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I think he was like the tallest one to fill like his shoes or whatever. But yeah, like he was the reason that Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears broke up. He was the one that they cheated on. His current wife, that's Prince, like, or the artist formerly known as Prince, that's his ex-wife that he knew. So... Mm-hmm. He was having an affair with Prince's wife, and then obviously Prince and wife divorced, and then she hooked up with him, and now she married him, and they have a kid. It's gone so far that he's been getting, like, death threats and stuff like that after he put out this claim and filed the court papers that he's now moving to Hawaii. Like,
why not just go back to your home country of Australia and stay there?
But why would he? He's nobody in Australia. He's everybody here. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't have the same.
He's kind of really a nobody, though. He's kind of really a nobody because he hasn't really. I mean, like, you heard a lot about him when he was, like, working for Britney and NSYNC and da-da-da and them. But it was like, you haven't really heard anything about him since 2002.
Well, you haven't heard anything about him by name, but by production agency. He is a producer. Like, he works with Demi Lovato. He works with a lot of people that are out there right now. You just don't hear his name as being a choreographer because he's not doing that anymore. But he got into music, and he's been producing. So,
okay.
Yeah, he still needs to be kind of relevant in the U.S. If he goes back to Australia, what is he going to do? Fucking hop on a kangaroo and teach it how to do the moonwalk?
Come on. Well, no, he's probably trying to get some money, obviously. He's a scumbag.
Of course.
Good.
He probably went through all the money that he earned with NSYNC and Britney Spears, and he needs to keep his new wife freaking content. So
yeah, exactly. Why not go after a dead guy? That's fucking nice.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not here to judge, so I don't necessarily agree or disagree with you, Daisy, about whether Michael Jackson did molest any kids or not. I have no idea what the real truth is, you know. But whether or not he did or didn't, that man should have came forward when he had the chance and he was alive, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. And now, like, I guess there was a deposition by one of the nannies, and this was during the trial, that she said that she had witnessed him taking a shower with Michael Jackson, and he's trying to use that, even though
maybe
the court documents.
Maybe they were just gay. Maybe they were just gay.
You never know.
I mean,
hey,
he does dance
know.
Around all over on stage.
You never know. Although there is a friend of the show who knows said person personally, or did
mm-hmm.
know him for many, many years, and said that she kind of believes him. So I'm kind of like, I'm kind of torn because I'm always like,
mm-hmm.
no, Michael Jackson is innocent. He's innocent, damn it. But then, like, the other half of me is like, fuck, it might be true. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I don't know.
You know.
But
only God can judge him now, you know? So,
yeah.
Anyway, speaking of only God can judge, what about Sarah? Teen Mom, Sarah Abraham. Well, if you don't know, she has a sex tape that is now out that she made with a porn star. And it's actually done better than Kim Kardashian's tape. And she's also signed a multi-figure deal for a weight loss supplement. But instead of investing that porn money into something for her daughter, she spent it on $400,000 on a fucking brand new Lamborghini.
Because she's an idiot.
She has no
because
fucking priorities.
Well,
fucking that's why she's
all,
on MTV like a fucking stupid smut.
I mean, really, like she's gonna try to milk this for as much as she possibly can. So I get it. I get it, but if you're going to milk it and use the freaking excuse of I'm going to do it for my daughter so that she can have money in the future, spend it on your daughter. Your daughter's not
right.
going to enjoy a $100,000 Lamborghini that you drive off the lot. It's still going to value like $100,000.
Like, oh, well,
right
I'm sure she'll
lot.
Make, she probably plans to make more money now. I mean, it's one thing like when a woman, you know, like, for example, J-Lo, she had to like, sue a motherfucker
to
shut him the fuck up to not put that shit out there, you know? But this is someone who went to a fucking porn star and made a sex tape and made fucking money off this shit. So obviously porn is going to, the industry will be calling her and I'm sure she will be cashing those checks.
Well, of course. Now she's saying that she did porn, so now she's going to play. All this other stuff, like, that's what she, easy money, and she doesn't have to work. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, she can just fuck.
Exactly. Somebody that's used to working and just, you know, living off other people and their hard work, that's what they're going to do. Because they tell me that it's really, really hard work to take it in the pooper. Because that's what she did. And if y'all have seen the video, she did.
Shit, you almost made me spit out my drink.
It's true. Okay, so Friday night, I was speaking to my cousin, and we were talking about this Teen Mom bitch, because, you know, TMZ, it comes out on the TV, and we were having a couple of drinks or whatever, and she came out that now she thinks that she's pregnant with this porn guy's baby, and
yeah.
She has pictures taken of her getting a pregnancy test and all this other stuff. And my cousin goes, yeah, he goes, her tape wasn't even that good. He's like, all she does is just take him the ass. And I'm like,
wow.
What? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't see how she got pregnant. He's like, he didn't even, you know, go in naturally. So, of course, I'm like, are you serious? So I watched the tape. Because I was like, well, mind you, I only watched like a couple of minutes of it. Because I was curious. I was like, this bitch,
right.
I want to see what she does. And sure enough, I did not see any vaginal penetration. I just saw everything in the pooper shoot. And, you know, yeah.
Damn.
I love that she claims. I know. I love that she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, the first time that I have sex in a year and it's on tape. It's like, bitch, you have horror written all over your fucking face. The first time you have sex in a fucking bed this year is what the freaking phrase should be. Not, oh, the first time ever in a year. Come on now. Really?
And if you're willing to do all that, is that, I haven't done it for a year, but I'm going to make a fucking porn now, and I'm going to let you do it to me in my ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm buying all that.
And she did get paid like $1 million. But, I mean, seriously? Really? I don't know. To me, it's
seriously,
too much.
Like, would you, like, okay, if you're like, all right, I'm celibate, but I'm horny as fuck, and now I'm going to fuck, and I'm getting paid $1 million if I fuck this guy. You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Are you going to go all out and want to have some kind of, if you're going to sell out like that, really, and
no.
Are you going to just be a, like, do that, like, what the fuck? Like, that bitch is trash, obvious.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, this is me. I don't judge for anybody else. Obviously, I know James does. Not judge, but, I mean, my back door is not an entrance. So I don't use that
Hold
part
on.
Of, you know, my behind.
Hold on.
Hold yeah. on.
Something
Hold
about
on.
Fame.
Oh, I said this wouldn't be true for James, which would be, I'm saying that I don't take anything up my you-know-what, like
okay.
Ms. Abrahams does. Oh, now he's okay with it. Okay. Go back to drinking, James. Go back to drinking.
I don't have anything else to drink.
Oh, hell. Well, don't drive to
so
get anything, okay?
Take a NyQuil. Well,
yeah. Drink some NyQuil, some Robitussin. Drink some Robitussin. Just make a Robitussin
cocktail.
Just a small
amount. Just a shot. That's all.
Listen, you mix
actually,
one freaking teaspoon. James, mix a teaspoon of NyQuil with a little bit of Sprite. Mix it up. Put it in a martini glass and pretend you're drinking a martini.
Do you got any weed?
No.
He doesn't do drugs. He just said he doesn't do drugs.
Oh. Never mind.
Show he said he's never done drugs.
I've kind of sobered up a little bit. I've kind of sobered up a little bit, and I'm feeling a little bit better. I started feeling really sick to my stomach there for a minute, though. Oh.
What?
I don't know. James, we love you. Anyways, going on, I was saying mine is an exit only, and, you know, I am rather sexually active. So for her to be like, oh, well, you know, I'm kind of celibate. I haven't really slept with anybody since I got pregnant, and I haven't had sex with anybody, and now she's going on to full-on whore freaking porno, taking it in the ass. No, I'm sorry. Like, bitch, I am
this is
sexually...
like, I'm going in.
Yeah, like, it's too much. It's like, for real, you are crazy. You're a big whore, and my thinking is that she has, like, this mediocre celebrity status, so I'm sure she's met guys that have a lot of money because she's got the right parties and MTV and everything else, and she probably has had sex with guys from, and I'm sure that she probably did it so many times that she's just like, well, fuck it, why don't I just do porn?
Right, exactly.
And,
but
and
I doubt the whole
easier.
Year thing is any kind of truth to it. She just wanted to make herself seem like not such a big whore.
Oh, absolutely not. You know she's a whore.
Speaking of taking it in the back door, what about OJ? I mean, he's serving 9 to 33 years in Nevada prison, but he's really going back and asking for a new trial about the sports memorabilia. After the murder case, this is about the sports thing that happened in Nevada and the armed robbery incident. Well, he's saying that his lawyer never told him that there was a plea deal on the table.
So, refresh my memory. What happened? Okay, so O.J. Simpson trial, we all know that, famous. That's how the Kardashians got somewhat of recognition with the lawyer dad. Okay, so he was not guilty on that. So what happened in Nevada?
He had some sports mementos or sports memorabilia, and it was with a dealer at a casino. And I guess it was supposedly something that he had sold, maybe like on eBay or some shit like that, that wasn't supposed to get sold. So he busted into, like, a hotel. Well, this is what he's accused of and going to prison for, an armed robbery, and took his shit back.
So he sold it to a dealer. He wasn't supposed to sell it. He broke into the dealer's hotel room and tried to take it armed and dangerous.
Yes, and he's serving a prison sentence, 9 to 33 years for that. But he's saying that his lawyer never told him that a plea deal was on the table. Like, you have to
know
your rights. You were accused of murder. Are you fucking kidding me? You got to know your rights at that point. I mean, take it from me.
Take it from one person to another that's been accused of murder. You ought to know something.
Or at least a suspect.
She didn't do it,
I happen to have experience in this department. I'm sure by that point he knows his rights. I'm sure
exactly.
That if he pled not guilty, he would know that there would be a plea bargain. Come on now.
Hey, Stephanie, did the glove fit? No? Okay. If the glove don't fit, then you must have quit. Okay.
Listen, I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to judge anybody. But...
I'm not here to judge anybody, but go ahead.
But you know.
Well, what had happened was, yeah. Well, I mean, with the OJ thing, I kind of think like it's kind of
that was
like
more the proof that you could get away with murder. That was more the proof that in the United States of America, you can be on national TV and get away with murder.
Listen, the court system, there's a lot of loopholes that make it just incredible. Like, reasonable doubt is sometimes the reason that rapists and murderers go free. And it sucks.
True.
Because, you know, we're here. And I know you hate it. Like, you know, we all hate it when we get the notice in the mail. And we're like, oh, fuck me. I have to go to jury duty. But at the same time, it's like, listen, we all live here. We all have to contribute somehow, some way. And I get it. Some jobs don't pay the time off to go. You have to go. You have a legal obligation, which I kind of don't I don't condone that. Like, I think that businesses, if you know jury duty, encourage your people to go. Give them off with pay. Pay them for going. Okay? It's not their fault that they got chosen. And I don't feel that people should have to use their sick time or their vacation time for it. They should be given jury duty time. I honestly think so. Because they're not going out there and freaking going to Hawaii or something. They are going out there.
I mean, maybe there could be a better way. Like, maybe people who have to go through certain things to be jurors, people who maybe who want to do that kind of stuff. You know, there's people who are judges out there. You know, maybe that should be, like, a job or something, because it's just nerve-wracking to think that your fate is in the hands of those people. And, you know, for example, having baseball bats in my trunk and having the same color car of something that someone was looking for who was in a murder who was beat to death with a baseball bat, you know, how bad did that look for me? You know what I'm saying? Like, and honest to God, I had no fucking clue. I had no idea, you know, what happened, the person, whatever. But at the same time, it was a real reality that I could be going to fucking prison if those people believed it.
Yeah, but then you also have to think about it this way. What if those people just wanted it to be over? They didn't care if you were guilty or if you were innocent. They just wanted a one-day or a two-day trial, and they wanted to get the fuck out of there. Now, wouldn't you want somebody who actually cared and said, you know what, my job is taken care of, I'm getting paid for the days that I'm here, I'm going to do my due diligence as a citizen and give this person a fair trial, because that's what I would want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would prefer that. So, like, to me, my job, obviously, it pays for me to go. So I'm not worried about it. When I go, it's kind of like, I'm just kind of irritated because I have to do it. But I'm going to do it. And when I'm there, I take that shit serious. Because you better believe you me that if I'm ever in jail, like, motherfuckers, I want y'all to go through everything with a fine-tooth comb. Because I have not done anything illegal at this moment, nor will I ever. And if I get accused of some shit, you guys better find me innocent.
Oh, like drive drunk, you mean?
Yeah. Well, okay. So, listen, I don't do that often. You guys, don't do what I do. I'm just saying, it's only happened a couple of times, and it's bad, and we don't condone that. Here at Uncensored Radio at the Schmooze.
Well, you know, especially getting behind the vehicle. And, you know, did you see this? You sent me this, the Craigslist ad about the Subaru. That is funny as hell.
I read it to James earlier. It's like, if there were more people out there that were that honest, I think the world would be so much better. Like, wasn't that shit hilarious?
I'm going to read it so quick. If you're a parent considering buying and fixing up this car for a teenager in your house who imagines they'll use it to go to the local drive-in theater with a cute boy or girl and let their hormones run wild, rest assured, this car is an automotive chastity belt. I mean, look at it. Every part of the car is shaped and styled like the least attractive parts of the human anatomy. The back is too small to lay down in. The rear seats are contoured in such a way as to making love impossible. And the center console is loaded with enough protuberances and jagged edges that necking could lead to a visit to the emergency room.
This
car is an anti-boner. It's pastel paint job and fabric interior, dousing any hormonal flames. Trust me on this. I've drove this car for 4 years. Your teenager experience will experience a baffling streak of abstinence when they drive this car, to their frustration and your relief.
I know. Like, if I were a parent, I'd want that car just because of the fucking ad. I'd be like, you know what? You're getting this car. Nope. Don't want to hear it. A Beamer.
It has 300,000 miles on it. 300,000 miles on it.
Girl, we got 38 seconds. I'm sorry. We got 52 seconds left. I love you dearly. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure to tune in next Monday, where Stephanie and I will be sure to amuse you, as always. Hopefully, James will be somewhat drunk and not full-on drunk, so we can actually make sense of what he's saying. But I'm sure he'll play this back. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at the Schmooze UCR.
Thank you, Steph.